This is the Arizona Cardinals Weekly Report, presented by the Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at arizonalottery.com.
You know, the biggest, hardest thing for us right now is we can't talk to them. We can't talk about football, and that's what we need to talk about. And, you know, we know we have talent on our roster. We know there's talent in the draft. As we grow as a team, we'll determine what's the best for the Arizona Cardinals at that position. We've got some tough decisions to make because of roster bonuses and those type of things before we can talk football.
Once the lights come on, being able to throw the football, throw it accurately on the big stage. Obviously, when you go see these kids in their own environment and see them practice, they have a certain comfort level. Well, now you're taking that player out of their comfort level, and you're asking them to throw to receivers where there may be timing issues and those sort of things. So to see a player come in this environment and throw the football accurately, see their arm strength, their velocity, and then have a chance to talk to these guys for the first time, I think that's a big deal. A lot of times when you go on these campuses, you have access to see the film, to watch the practice, to talk to the staff about these guys. But now you can put a name with a face, and you have an opportunity to dig and get to know these players from a personal standpoint. They really came in and did a nice job studying our team, looked at all the tape. And when we had our initial meeting with them to talk about our own players, I was pleasantly surprised with how many of our guys that they really liked. Whether it was the offensive linemen, some of them who were maligned throughout the year, guys like Bobby Massey, guys like Nate Potter, who, if you watch them early and then you watch them late, they improved considerably. But they were very, very excited about where we were from a roster standpoint. Now, again, I'm not naive. There are certain areas where we need to vastly improve, and we're going to take those steps to do that. But at the same time, those guys had a very, very optimistic outlook on our team currently.
I think there's talent there, especially once you get Levi back. As soon as you get Levi back, the whole thing looks prettier. And we got some young guys who got baptized last year, who got better and better as the season went on. It's not in near the dire straits that everybody wants to make it out to be. There were a lot of sacks, and the offensive line takes the blame for that. A lot of times that's the quarterback, the receivers. All 11 guys have a hand in a sack. We need to get better, and we will. I think obviously this draft is pretty loaded with linemen on both sides of the ball, so it's a good thing. We like that. But I like our guys. I like where we are today more so than where we were this time last year in Indianapolis.